Agricultural programming is made possible by Lernard Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgrow seed products, including Asgrow's new Roundup Ready 2-yield soybeans. Lernard Seed Service provides services to help customers in East Central Illinois maximize profits. 217-497-2270.
Now we go to the opening commodity market report. Here is AM 580 and Illinois Public Media's Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Tom, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We begin the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time in Kansas City. July wheat opened at 6:47, down 3 on the open. September, 6:57, down 3. At the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 5.94, down 3.75 on the open. September, 6.20, down 3.75. December, 6.43, down 3.25. March of 2010, 6.53.75, down 8.25. July, 6.71.5, down 4 on the open. July corn opened at 4.22, down 4 on the open. September, 4.30, down 5.5. December, 4.42, down 5.25. March of 2010, 4.52, down 5.25. May, 4.60.25, down 4. December of 2010, 4.40.5, down 4.75 on the open. July soybeans opened at 11.58.5, down 10.5 on the open. August, 11.18, down 11.5. September, 10.52, down 11.5. November, 10.04.5, down 10. January of 2010, 10.09, down 8 on the open. July soybean meal opened at 374, down 80 on the open. August, 358 unchanged. July soybean oil opened at 3780, down 57 on the open. August, 3804, down 48. June live cattle opened at 8162.5, down 50 on the open. May feeders, 9890 unchanged. June lean hogs, 6575, down 72.5. And July pork bellies, 70 even, down 47.5 on the open. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group. He is in Decatur, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
A week ago, we talked a lot about what we might know and might be able to see about the marketplace around the magic May 20th date. Well, that date is here and gone. And based on what we know from NAS, what we think we know about planning on the balance of the week and what we're looking at the charts, what can you tell us about corn?
Well, I think the reaction of the market tells you that we're planting corn. And that is the thing that the market needed to see, some visuals. Now, this window may not be as large as what we would like to have it to get planning completed. But at least we're starting to make some headway here in the Eastern Corn Belt, and I think that is what's got the market on the defensive. I think, for the most part, you view it more as a period of consolidation. Now, on corn, you do have kind of somewhat of a little double top formation traced out here. I got a July futures in front of me here. We had a high of 434 here on the 13th, and then yesterday we had a high here of 434.75. So we do have a little double top formation that even shows up, on the December corn contract. Maybe not quite as clear, but it's pretty clear there on the July contract. And the market is overbought for 3-4 weeks of steady to higher climb here on planning worries. And now that we are making some headway, the market's able to kind of sell off and consolidate.
And does a resistance point then become the double top, as well as perhaps a slight downtrend line through the January highs and then these double top highs that you just talked about?
Well, I don't know if I want to get that detailed. Just looking at the chart, the key here probably is technicians are going to watch is the low that we had here Monday morning, or the 18th, of 406.25. Mm-hmm. That's going to be kind of a spot that they're going to watch whether or not we hold above that. In the next day or two here, we'll see, you know, how everybody wants to play the three-day weekend. I mean, there is rain in the forecast, and maybe after some liquidation in here, the market will firm back up and just kind of stay in this 420 area, give or take 3 or 4 cents.
And if the rains don't come and folks plant right through the weekend, what does the market do come back on Tuesday morning?
Well, I think it'll struggle. I don't think the corn market is going to roll over and die. But, I mean, in order to keep the good demand base underneath this market, prices probably need to kind of stay where current levels are. If we start going sharply higher from here, demand's going to weaken fairly quickly. You know, when you look at what's happened here in the Eastern Corn Belt, I know you got to be careful looking out your own backyard. But, you know, it does appear that we've dinged up the corn crop prospects enough here in the Eastern Corn Belt that the overall balance sheet's going to be fairly snug as we go forward, unless, you know, we just have ideal weather from here on out. And, the market has plenty of time to kind of work that through the system, if that is the case, Dave.
And if we settle below the May 18th 406 and a quarter, does that, in your mindset, bring into play the April 20th or April 27th low, that little set of little spikes there?
Well, there's no doubt about it. From a technical point of view, those would be the target levels that the market would want to go back down to. I mean, you could kind of say, if we go down underneath this May 18th low and we fall back into the triangle formation, you could, from a bear market perspective, you could argue that this was a bear trap, fake breakout to the upside. It trapped all the bulls, and then we're going to go on lower. So, but, you know, we'll have to see. I think it's more of a consolidation phase. Maybe more of a sideways type market in here until the trade gets a little better handle on overall crop prospects.
Okay. Turn our attention to July soybeans, where yesterday the market hit an uptrend line drawn through the November and January highs and has today backed off.
Well, I don't have that drawn on my chart, but I mean, I think the bean situation, when you take a look at today's export sales, it kind of shows you that we need to do some price rationing in here. So I think the old crop soybean market is in very, very strong hands in position to travel to higher levels.
What is there a number below the trade that would give you some pause, that would put you on some sense of alert?
You mean a chart number?
A chart number, yes.
I suppose on July beans, you don't want to go back down below this low that we had here a couple weeks ago, about 10.86. Of course, mm-hmm. That's a dollar, you know, almost a dollar down.
Right.
But, I would say today's lows should be pretty good support, just looking at the way I got my lines drawn here on the soybean chart. And, you know, chart-wise, I think, you know, it's a 12-something number up there for the market to try to go up and get by 12.43, the way I got it drawn on my July chart. And we'll see whether or not beans have enough muscle to do that. But demand-wise, we can't continue to sell beans the way we're selling them without basically running out of beans. So there needs to be some kind of price rationing or some incentive in the marketplace to, you know, roll old crop purchases to the new crop or something like that. But we're selling beans at a fairly fast clip in here with that Argentina crop just kind of falling apart on the trade here over the last month. And like I said, the market is actually, you know, we've worried all winter long about having enough corn acres. Actually, the market wants bean acres. And you can see how the bean market has performed quite nicely to the upside over the past 3 weeks or so.
Thank you much, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group. He is in Decatur, Illinois.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Taking a look at the marketplace, July corn 421 down 5, December 442 and a quarter down 5, July beans 1169 and a quarter up a quarter, November 1016 and three quarters up 2 and a quarter. Ed Kieser's extended highlights has this in it. Mostly dry weather is expected on Saturday, although a few scattered showers may pop up in far northern and southern locations. Scattered showers will likely become a little more numerous on Sunday, especially in southern portions of Illinois and Indiana. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.